Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele, thanks to Craft Homes, Homestar approved practitioners.
Check out Craft Homes online, actually, because they've got some wonderful information up on their website there that you can see for yourself about how you can build a sustainable home and how they can help you do it.
What's up, Rita?
End of the year is looming. Everyone's excited, I'm sure.
I am. I think I'm getting excited. Yeah. I've decided I'm going to take 3 weeks off.
You do that.
And I'm going to do that, you know?
Sounds good.
I'm not going to use any plastic.
Now, this is going to be my last one for the year as well, although we do have a special guest next week.
Oh.
So, to help us keep safe over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, I thought we'd talk very briefly about Christmas.
Yes.
But before we do, the government's been making some waves about plastic, which is very exciting.
Basically, they're saying that the kids did it as well. They're like, look, the kids have been hassling us. We did the plastic bags, now they're hassling us again about the bottles. So thanks, kids.
Yeah, 100%.
All these individual kids, adults haven't been doing anything, but all these kids together, like a bunch of bees making a hand and slapping Parliament.
What's happening to my beloved plastic bottles?
You're gonna have to use up a reusable one.
Well, it's like packaging in general, isn't it? What have they done? Do you know? Give me stats.
The packaging, I don't know too much about, but I know that there was a lot of work going into it, and I know there's lots and lots of grants out there for research around, you know, alternatives and whatnot as well. So, a fantastic time to be in the industry, I think.
Right, I thought the government literally just like passed a thing or something. I saw old mate having a chat on the TV going something about the plastic.
No, I haven't kept up with it.
I thought we spoke about it on the internet just before. Hang on.
Oh, the plastic bag.
I'll look it up. Hang on a minute.
I'll
cut back in and tell you all about what's going on.
Sounds good. And speaking of unnecessary plastic, it's Christmas time, so that time of the year where your auntie that you see twice a year gives you something crappy that you didn't really want anyway. And I'm going to keep it pretty brief this year, because last year we did a bunch of stats around why Christmas is so wasteful. I don't think we need to do that again. I think in our heart of hearts we know that it can be a very wasteful time of year. It is really just a little reminder, and this year, I think last year I gave a whole lot of ideas for presents. This year it's just really about trying to change some of the culture around Christmas, and some of the things that we can do to try and help change that culture.
When you say culture, what are the key things you think are wrong with Christmas as it stands at the moment?
Well, I mean, we all go into Christmas totally stressed. Because we're racing around trying to buy presents for people that people don't even really want. So I actually made a decision a few years ago. I think somebody said to me, like, what did someone get you for Christmas 2 years ago? And I just couldn't remember what anyone got me. And they said, who were you with? And I knew who I was with, and I knew what I'd eaten. And they said, you always remember who you're with and what you ate, but you never remember what you got. And that just really clicked for me. And after that, I thought, you know what? Every year, I'm going to make it about really great food that maybe I don't treat myself to the rest of the year. And making sure that I'm with people that I really genuinely love and love me. So presents are kind of really not that important. I mean, there's kids in my family, so the kids, it's still a thing for them, but the biggest thing that I think people could do to help sort of change the culture in their family
is just to be present. Yeah.
What was that?
Just to be present, yeah.
To be present. And if you have to do presents, then, like, we're doing a Secret Santa, and we've done that for the last couple of years, so you get one decent present as opposed to, you know, six or seven kind of really average ones.
Yeah.
And that's really nice because, like I say, you get something decent and then, you know, that you actually want, and then they tend to find out what it is from somebody that you want, and as opposed to a whole lot of things you don't want. And then you're not racing around getting 10,000 presents. You just have to get one. It's great.
Hmm.
Yeah, just one alternative there. There's a few other things you can do. You know, you can pay someone's bills for them. That's always really lovely.
Yes, please.
And ECOS also do carbon credits, and they plant native plants in New Zealand, trees in New Zealand, for those carbon credits. So that's also a really cute little one.
I quite like the sort of the natural thing that tends to happen with siblings, where you get to a certain point where it's like, I'm not getting you anything, you're not getting me anything, right? Yep, cool, okay, sweet, see ya.
Yeah, totally.
She's like, I give you $20, you give me $20.
What's what's the point? Totally.
Rita, I give Dak.
Actually. Rita, I've got a couple of other good ideas for gifts over Christmas.
Awesome.
Massages. Ooh. Donations to charity.
That could be bad, though. That
absolutely.
Could, you could more bad than good with a massage.
Event tickets. Well, lots of people at BFM love their music.
Can you give someone a B card subscription?
Oh, a B card. That's a great idea.
Just enter the summer sort of super prize pack. What about that? Okay.
We may be a bit biased about the B card, but, you know.
Did we say something about native plants?
Native plants are a great, yes. And on that note, trees are also something that's come up a lot this year. What's best, a natural or a fake tree? And there's everything from a fake tree taking up from 3 to 30 years to pay for itself, depending on what kind of format you use. If you do get a natural tree, make sure that you compost it naturally. And I got given an amazing tip the other day.
Leave it up for months and let it go brown until it will
start falling. Everyone does that. Is that a tip? No, the trick is apparently strip it. This is a little bit painstaking. Oh, there's a joke in there, like pine staking or something. But anyway, strip it and put all the pine needles into paper bags these days. And then across the year, you can use them to fertilise your berries. So blueberries in particular really, really like the acidity from the pine needles. But if you aren't growing berries, then just give them away to people that are.
So don't chuck it on a massive fire, is that what you're saying?
No, definitely don't chuck it on a fire, although that is one better than sending it to the tip. The tip is the worst idea.
Okay.
So, the worst is to send it to the tip, the second worst is incinerating, and then the best thing you can do is compost it.
Not get one in the first place. Yeah, okay, got you.
Yeah. So, I mean, most years I have a native tree.
You can decorate any tree. It comes good. I've done it to a shitty flax before.
Yeah, pull I bring it inside.
Flax. Next thing you know, it's got a name, and it's like a real member of the family at that point.
Yeah, I tell you what, though, it looks pretty sad. Like, they look at you, like, you can see them, and they're like, this is so embarrassing.
Rita, we've had a text come in. Someone is on the glass bottle tip. They said, why can't we return glass bottles?
Back in the day, swappers.
They were like, when I was a kid, we used to collect bottles for 5 cents and buy lollies. It was awesome.
I know. It seems so ridiculous. Maybe we should get a guest on next year that can talk to us about when that went wrong and why.
Well, I think it might be coming right. I've got the stats here. Prime Minister aims new plastic ban at meat trays and takeaway cups. Associate Woo-hoo. Minister of the Environment Eugene Sage discussed. Oh no, here we go. Meat trays, takeaway cups, and fruit stickers are the next in line for the government's expanding plastics ban. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced in Auckland on Sunday the government would aim to phase out another round of single-use plastics. The government earlier this year banned plastic bags commonly used in supermarkets. A similar approach will now be taken with packaging and beverage containers made from hard-to-recycle PVC, plastic and polystyrene. That's what I was talking about, just announced on Sunday.
Yes, right, sorry. Yes. I mean, we're still there. We're still yet to go with the full packaging of everything. But I think it's good. We're a step in the right direction, and I definitely see a time in our lifetimes where we will look back and honestly think to ourselves, oh my God.
I should have kept that plastic shirt. It'll be so collectible.
Don't worry, it'll still be around for you. By the time where we just think it's crazy that we packed everything in plastic.
I'm looking forward to glass G.I. Joes. It's going to be fucking mad.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be whittling your own toys out of wood.
Piss off.
Young man.
Go back to Bali with you. Just end up being penises. Just heaps of penises.
Oh, giant Jenga will be back in fashion. Awesome. So yeah, so that's just rethink about Christmas this year. Redefine it for what it is to be a Kiwi in Christmas, and it doesn't need to be this big consumer-driven event. It's about good friends, good food, peace and love, and all that stuff.
We're getting there. I do. You know, more than often you see Santa portrayed in like a Hawaiian shirt and shorts and stuff. So.
Yeah.
We're slowly breaking away from it, I think.
Yeah. Cool. And if you have to buy for kids, buy quality. Secondhand stuff is always really good too. Kids don't really seem to notice.
Wood.
Mine doesn't.
Keep it wood, eh? Wood's good.
Yeah, wood is good.
Right on.
Iron.
Honka.
Dragonstone.
Thank you so much, Rita.
No worries, guys.
You have an absolutely fabulous Christmas and New Year. And thank you so much for your services to Sustaining Alive, of course.
No worries. We will talk next year.
Right on.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Sustaining Alive on 95 BFM. Thanks to Kraft Homes, Homestar approved practitioners. Go to krafthomes.co.nz.